Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the RLF Network, where we provide real-life solutions to real-life situations for Christ-centered living. Listen to our live shows online, chat with our hosts and special guests, or check out our archive recordings by simply typing our web address into your browser, www.blogtalkradio.com/RLS Network. During each show, our phone lines are open for all callers to ask questions or make comments. Just dial area code 347-857-3441. Like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/RLS Network. And now for our show.
Show, and I am your host, Coach L-I-V-E, Live Your Life. And tonight's guest host is Miss Italia Tale Pot. Are you there, Miss Italia?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Well, I want to personally thank you myself for being a part of Miracles Do Happen radio show as we go into the month of April and we talk about the topic of fearless. And I'm just excited about tonight's topic. Like I was telling you earlier, tonight you could take the word fearless and look at it in so many different ways and use it for different, I mean, fearless is just, you can't explain that word in just one way.
Yeah.
But before we actually get started, I would like to open up with a word of prayer. So, dear God, our Father, God, as we come to you in the need of prayer, Father God, we say thank you, God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God. Thank you for being the God that you are in our life and providing us with all the things that we need, Father God, as we go on each day, God. God, as we come to you in the need of prayer, God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. Not only forgive us of our sins, Father God, but forgive us of those we may have hurt and forgive those that may have hurt ourselves and others as well, Father God. God, on tonight's call, Father God, I pray that you use myself and also Miss Italia, God, as we minister to these people, God, about the topic of being fearless, Father God, because you are a God that is not of fear, Father God. You do not produce the spirit of fear, Father God. So, God, on tonight, I pray that each listener walk away with something from this call, Father God, to let them know that when you created us, Father God, that you created us to be more than conquerors, Father God, and to know that fear is not of you, Father God. So wherever it is, whatever dream that you put in them, Father God, their purpose, Father God, their destiny, Father God, that on tonight's call, that it will stir something up within them, Father God, that they shall look fear in the eyes and say that you no longer have control over my life, Father God, and that I am fearless. So, God, I pray that on tonight that your will be done, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, before we get started, I always like to use the definition or give the definition for each topic. So, tonight's topic is about being fearless. And the definition of fearless means lacking fear. It means bold, brave, courageous, heretic, dauntless, unafraid, and undaunted. Those are a few words that I actually use, and one of my favorite words out of all of them is being bold. And
yes,
a lot of people don't understand or afraid to be bold because of what other people may say or how other people may feel about them. But on tonight, we're talking about the topic of fearless. And I understand, Ms. Italia, that you have an album that you will be releasing soon, and the title of your album is called Fearless, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So what made you decide to use Fearless as your topic?
What made me decide to use it as a topic for my album is that, I'm eclectic when it comes to my music, meaning that I like all different genres of music, not just your traditional Southern, Baptist music, not gospel, contemporary Christian. I like it all. So when I decided to name my album Fearless, a lot of times in the music world and even in churches, they want to categorize you as just being a gospel singer or a contemporary Christian singer or a Christian singer. But in my opinion, music that is saying about Jesus Christ doesn't really have a specific sound or a specific genre that it belongs to. So when I named my album Fearless, it was because I wasn't afraid to do what I wanted to do and what I believe God was calling me to do through my music and not keep it just in a box of traditional gospel or contemporary Christian. I have, different types of songs on my album, ranging from the old school hymn, like you just, stomp your feet and clap your hands, to a pop type of song, to a worship song, to a gospel song. I have something for everybody on that album. And as artists, sometimes we are afraid to just jump out there and put yourself, when I say yourself, meaning that a lot of times people who are producing you or people in the music industry will want to tell you, well, maybe you shouldn't put this type of song on that album because it doesn't go with the rest of them. But the good thing about being an independent artist, which I finance myself, is I can pretty much do what I want to do. And so God just doesn't give me one type of music. He gives me all kinds of songs that I write. So that's the reason why I named my album Fearless. But through writing some of the songs on the album, I do have one entitled Fearless, and it's a very personal testimonial song of mine. It talks about me being fearless, coming out of a dark place, being bold and being strong, and no longer allowing those things in my life that I was allowing to control me, to continue to control me, things of the past, people in my life. It's just a personal song that I wrote about nothing else holding me down but me finally being free from those things and being fearless and walking into that authority that God has given me.
Mm-hmm. And, just now when you said nothing else holding me down, I started thinking in my head, no more holding me down, no more holding me down. my voice ain't like yours, but that's what came in my spirit just now when you said that, because I have actually listened to your album and to some of your music, and I will honestly say that it is a joy to hear you, just to hear your voice. I know I was talking to your sister-in-law when we was in the shop, and I was telling her, I was like, I know Italia is going to just tear this church up. Because it doesn't matter if you get that mic, and I will honestly say that you stand behind your title, because it's like when you get that mic, you know how when you're growing up and you always, like, you have this dream as a little child, you may be in a mirror and you may be singing, or you know how, like, you just be in this happy place, in this place where can't nobody bother you, can't nobody, there's nothing that they can say to you, because you know, it's like you see it. You see that greatness. Yes. You see that future ahead of you. And it's like, that's how it is when you get that mic. It's like you just tear it up. It doesn't matter what you're thinking. So I most definitely love your voice. I love hearing you singing. It doesn't matter what it is. So my listeners, her album, I suggest that you get it. And it has helped me. One day, you know, I've been down, I've listened to it. It has helped me. So I love it. I'm, like I told you earlier, I'm just so proud of you. I really am.
Thank you. Sometimes I have to listen to it myself to encourage myself, because, you know, a lot of times you get discouraged, you know, in this walk, you know, thinking that, well, maybe I'm not meant to do this, because things are not happening the way you think they should happen. They're not happening as fast as you think they should happen. And so I have to sometimes put on my own CD and listen to it and encourage myself and be like, you know, I owe God the worship. If I make it or if I don't make it, I still will worship him. I still owe him my worship and my praise. There's still nothing else holding me down. I've still had the opportunity to do something that maybe a lot of people haven't even had the chance to do. I still got the opportunity to put two songs at least on a CD and be able to share that song and those songs with a lot of people in this city and even in other cities, because I have people in D.C. that have also gotten my music as well. And, you know, I have it distributed all over the world and country, so I'm not really sure who all has heard it yet. But it's just a blessing to be able to even take it that far and to have the opportunity for people to listen to it across seas if they would want to. A girl on SoundCloud shared my songs on her page, and I got the email today, and I was just like, wow, that's somebody in Germany that, you know, knows who I am and that's listening to my music and that's inspired by it. So that's just a blessing all by itself. Anytime I hear somebody say, or I see a post on Facebook about, this song really blessed me, or, you know, every time I run into people on the street and they're like, oh, my kids just love your song, we play your CD over and over and over again, it melts my heart, because I'm trying not to cry. It melts my heart because I know that those songs were written from a place of pain sometimes. I was going through really, really, really bad. And through that trial and through that test, God gave me music to share with everybody so that maybe somebody else going through the same thing that I was going through or going through anything can be inspired and be encouraged. So anytime that somebody tells me my music touched them, it's always a blessing. It always touches me because I know that this is what I'm called to do.
And, you know, a lot of times we don't, when we're going through things in life, and, you know, somebody may come to us looking for, like, encouragement or whatever, you know, a lot of times we don't realize that some of the things that, or the things that we go through, we're not going through it necessarily for us, we're going through it for somebody else to help bring somebody else out. And I remember listening on the radio station one day, Kurt Franklin was talking about when he made the song, He Just Want to Be Happy. And he was saying that when he made that song, he was like, he really was not happy. He was just like he wasn't in a happy stage in his life. But God laid it on his heart to write that song. And just look how far that song has got. So a lot of times we don't realize that sometimes, like, we're writing things and we're putting things on paper and we're not realizing that we're really pouring our heart out or our emotions out on paper, but then when it actually gets to the point to where it's heard by people, it's helping somebody else to get through as well. And what I'm saying we're really doing is just putting our emotions out there, or just, you know, whether it's a good emotion or a bad emotion.
Yeah,
we're just letting it go.
Yep. And that's the good thing about music, is that music inspires. You know, you can be going through something. You could be having a bad day, and you could put on a certain song. You know, everybody has that song that they listen to when they're going through, that uplifts them and encourages them. Everybody has that one song that they listen to. So that's the good thing about music, is that it's there to inspire and encourage people. So that's why I'm so glad that, you know, God blessed me with the talent to be able to write songs and bless people with those songs. Like I say, whether I make it on the big screen, whether I get famous, whether I don't, I will still continue to write songs, and I'll still continue to try to get them to reach people, because that's what I believe God has called me to do. And I know that the songs touch people because they tell me about it. And they, first of all, touch me. You know, if your own music doesn't really speak to you, how can it speak to somebody else? And
Amen.
A lot of times, you know, these songs are really my testimonies. I mean, it's about things that I went through, how I overcame. You know, I came from a past of smoking weed, drinking. You know, I was very promiscuous. I was partying all the time. I was just really out there in the world, and I was just really living in the world of sin. But I still continue to go to church and sing on Sundays. And a lot of times people never knew the secret that I was holding and I was hiding. Some of them did see me in clubs, but none of them ever exposed me. I do thank God that I didn't get exposed when I was in my mess, that he did keep me covered until I got out of my mess and I gave my life to him wholeheartedly. But, you know, I don't necessarily say that I was drinking and I was smoking and I was fornicating in the song, but you get the lifestyle that I was living out of the lyrics that I say, you know. And so my main message in my song is to bring people to Jesus and to let them know, especially as women, that, you know, it doesn't matter what you've done, it doesn't matter where you've been, it doesn't matter how powerless you may feel, that God has not given you that spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And that's 2 Timothy 1:7, which is the theme scripture that I use for myself as an artist and for that album that's entitled Fearless, is that God did not give us that spirit to feel timid and scared and not to be bold, not to be courageous, but he gave us a spirit to be courageous, to be bold, to take the power back from whoever you let take it from you. Sometimes it may be a man. Sometimes it may be children. Sometimes it may be friends. It may even be loved ones. But God has given us the power to take that power back.
Amen. So, you know, when you were saying that just now, and I just, like I said, earlier I was just sitting there thinking about the topic, fearless, and I'm like, you know, this topic, I'm like, this topic is for me, because I've been through so much in my life, and it's been so many different things that have came up against me to try to stop me, to try to hurt me, you know, to try to kill the purpose that God placed in me.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, just living my dreams out, just life period. And it's just like I overcame so much. I've overcame a lot. And it was just like fear, because I'm like, I really like this title. And then the way the flyer, like everything, like even like with the flyer and how it all just collided together, I was like, this right here just like, it's just so, it was like, wow. Because it was just like I can't explain it. But it's like I know, like when I look back over my life and from the things that I can remember to where I am now, I'm like, you know what, that's how I am. I'm bold, you know. I'm unafraid. Yeah, I understand I may get hurt. Things may come up against me, but I'm still not afraid to continue to go. I might have to cry. I might be down a little bit, but I'm going to get back up. I'm going to dust myself off, and I'm going to keep going because I know that God has something greater for me.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Now, see, that's right. That's absolutely right.
So, before we go on with the rest of the show, I do have a song that I would like to play for my listeners. And it's not Fearless, but it is called I Owe You, and it is by no other than Miss Italia Potts. But I want you guys to hear her voice, but listen to the words. And I want you, as you listen to this song, I want you to look at your life and just think about the things that God has actually brought you from and where you are right now in your life. So stay tuned, and I want you guys to listen to the song.
Thank you for the worship pouring me. I've been set free, oh Lord, and I owe it all to you. Thank you for the blood you shed for me, how you hung in that on Calvary, oh Lord.
Thank you, Chief. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me tell you, honey, I don't want to stray. I went in worship mode over here.
Amen.
It's like when I tell you that song, it is really, because a lot of times, like when I think about that song, I Owe You, and I think about your title, Fearless, you know, when you're going through things, the best thing to do is to worship. Worship will really get you through your storm. It'll really get you through your dark days. And that song, it's just like I just started reflecting on different things that God has brought me out of, where I'm at now in my life. And just in the last few months, like the different things that he's done. But I love that song. So
I love that song because of what was going on in my life when the Lord gave it to me. I came from a I'm not gonna say contemporary church. I was raised Baptist, but I didn't get up and shout a lot, you know. I didn't even what they call worship a lot, you know. I just kind of went to church. I directed the choir. I would sing my heart out, and I may shout every blue moon. I may say hallelujah every blue moon, but I wasn't a real praiser, I'll say that, until I met my husband, and we went to another church, the church that I go to now, and the atmosphere was different. And just from being somewhere different, learning things different, learning new things, recommitting my life to Christ, I became a worshiper. And the day that I wrote that song, I was actually in my kitchen, and I was cooking. And a lot of times the songs used to come to me while I was cooking because that's my little moment. And I just started singing it, and I was just like, you know, thank you for the worshiper in me. I've been set free. And I was like, I was free because I've never been or I never felt free enough to just throw my hands up and say, thank you, Lord, you know, in the church without people looking at you weird. And so at that moment, I just felt so free. And I was like, God, I owe you for that. You did that for me. You made me free enough to be a worshiper and not be ashamed to worship you in public and not be ashamed of who you are. So, like, God, I owe you for that. I owe you for creating me to be a worshiper.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. And that goes back to being fearless. Not being afraid. And a lot of times, even if it's just talking about, you know, talking about Jesus, you know, spreading the gospel, or not afraid to tell people that you love Jesus, even if you want to talk about that, or even if you want to talk about when it comes down to your goals, when it comes down to your dreams, being fearless plays a major part in who you will be in life. Because fear, and we are the only ones that actually stop us or hindering us from pursuing our dreams or building that relationship with God or letting people know who Christ is, whatever it is that we have a passion for, we have a desire for, we are the only ones that can stop that. Nobody else can.
That's right.
Only us. And, excuse me, when you wrote that song, you said that you was in your kitchen cooking and God just dropped it in your spirit, or you just started singing the song. So, and I'm just curious because whenever I be doing stuff, sometimes I get, like, the whole thing at one time or I get beats and pieces. And I'm just, this is just a question of curiosity. When you actually wrote the song, like, did it come to you, like, all at one time or did you do it, like, bits and pieces?
That particular song came to me at one time. Sometimes a song will come to me. Normally I start out with a hook. The hook will come, and then I have to actually sit down and write the verses. And sometimes the Lord will just give me a whole song. I'll just start singing, and the words just flow. And I'm like, wow, that's a whole song. Let me write the words down. Let me record it before I forget it. Because I have written a lot of songs, and I just forgot about them because I didn't write it down or I didn't record it. But that particular one, I kept singing to it, and I just kept worshiping. And it stuck with me until I was able to actually record it. So that song did come to me in a whole song. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, for all my listeners that's currently tuning in, I am your host, Coach L-I-V-E, Live Your Life, and tonight's host is Mrs. Talia Tayo Potts. As we talk about the topic of being fearless, if you have a question or you have a comment, please feel free to press 1. If you have a question or a comment, please feel free to press 1. So, Mrs. Talia, if you don't mind sharing, it's truly up to you. Because a lot of times, once upon a time in our life, we all face some form of fear. Could you share with us, like, your different type of fears or certain things that may have that you may have dealt with that may have hindered you from getting to a certain point in your life? And how did you overcome that spirit of fear to accomplish that goal or that dream that you wanted to accomplish?
Okay. Well, just speaking from a natural aspect, I am scared of everything that crawls. So I'm not fearless in that way. I am scared of bugs and lizards and snakes and spiders and everything else. But I'm still working on that. But from a spiritual point, one of the things I overcame being afraid of was just to be myself. I was often just worried about what people may say as far as, you know, how I sing, how I sound. I went through a period where I was trying to mimic people. I was trying to sound like this person. You know, I was even trying to move like them and stuff like that. And I was like, what am I doing? You know, I shouldn't be afraid to be me. If I'm doing a song and it requires me to just stand there and not move, I shouldn't be afraid to stand there. You know, if I want to move, then I'll move. If I don't want to move, then I don't have to move. You know, so a lot of times I was always just afraid of how other people saw me and how they perceived me to be. But I was also afraid to give God my all at one point. I was just, and I don't even know why I was afraid to give him my all, because I was like, he kept proving himself to me over and over and over again. God has done so much for me. Why am I so afraid to totally commit to him? And it's just, you know, it's simple. It's because my flesh just didn't want to. There were things I still wanted to do. I still wanted to do things my way. I still wanted to have my fun. I still wanted to live my life how I thought I should live it. I wanted to be in control. And so I was just afraid to totally commit to God. You know, I was like, God, I'm going to give you this much, but I'm going to still hold on to this much. But God was like, it doesn't work like that. You know, either you're going to be 100 or you're going to be 0. It's not 50-50. It's no in between. So that's one thing I had to overcome. And that's what some songs I have written about, too. It's on that album. Lord, I can't wait till I get to release this album. But I'm telling you, it's really a whole testimony. But that's something I had to overcome, too, as well, is being afraid to totally commit to God. I wasn't 100% committed. I was what you call a fence straddler. I rode the fence for a long time before I decided to get off the fence and get on the Lord's side.
So what would you tell the listeners they may be dealing with a situation like that, to where they're like, and, you know, out of all honesty, I'm guilty of it myself. I've caught myself straddling. And I love God. I love God with all my heart, but I have been catching myself, you know, also fighting with my flesh. And that's one thing about this show. I want to be very transparent, because I know I have some people that you know, that look up to me, they look forward to, you know, encouraging me every day. But also, I like to be transparent with people and let people know, like, hey, I'm not perfect. I'm battling with this. I'm battling with that, you know. But at the same time, you know, that's one way to overcome whatever we're dealing with in our life is being able to actually acknowledge it and say, hey, I need help with this or I need help with that. So what would you say in a situation like that when people is straddling the fence and they want to only give a certain percentage and not 100%?
I mean, well, first of all, you have to want to accept Jesus wholeheartedly. It has to be something that you make up in your mind that you really want to do. When I decided that it was time for me to commit wholeheartedly, I had gotten to a point where I was just tired of living the way that I was living because I had been saved, you know, numerous times. Like they would say, you will once save, always save. Every time I thought I needed to go down to the altar to get saved, I was going. Every time I thought I needed to go down to the altar to rededicate my life to the Lord, I was going. When they called for backsliders, I was going. You know, I was one of them people. I was constantly running to the altar, but I would turn around, go back home, and do the same thing over and over again. And then when I felt convicted enough to go back to the altar, I'd go back again. You know, and I was just constantly, it was just constantly a battle, going back and forth, until I had decided, you know what, God, I'm just going to do me. I believe you know my heart. And I was just in that wicked mindset. I was like, God, you know my heart. I'm still going to do me, and I know I go to heaven, because I was dealing with people in my life that had convinced me of that foolishness. I was turned over to almost a reprobated mind, you know, where I was just like, I'm going to do me, and that's it. Yeah, I love God, but I don't care. I'm going to still drink. I'm going to still smoke. I'm going to still be with who I want to be with. And that's just all that's going to be to it. And I believe, you know, that a lot of people still do that. They're in that mindset to where they just don't care. But I thank God for Pastor Kirk. I really do, because on Facebook, somehow he reached out to me. I grew up with him, but I never had went to his church or anything. But he reached out to me through Facebook and was like, you know, he was sending out inspirational text messages. And I gave him my phone number to text me, you know, even though I was like, whatever. You know, he asked my phone number, so I gave it to him. And he started texting me inspirational messages. Seemed like right when I was getting ready to do something, I didn't have no business, a text message to come through. And I was like, that's the Lord. I know it is. I know it's convicting me. I shouldn't do what I'm about to do. And sometimes I would read them, and I would not do it. And sometimes I wouldn't read them because I knew it was him texting. And I was like, I don't want to hear it. I'm going out, and that's what I'm going to do. But I got to a point where my spirit was like, you cannot do this anymore. You are going to hell. If you die today, you are really going to hell. So what are you going to do? Are you going to make the decision to keep living a reckless life, or are you going to wholeheartedly give your life to God? Because I had always been raised in the church. I knew better. And so I cried out to the Lord. I was by myself in my house. I cried out to the Lord, and I was like, God, I'm tired. Just take it away. I'm tired of drinking. I'm tired of smoking. I'm tired of sleeping with all these guys. I'm tired of going out all the time. I'm just empty, and I'm tired. I want you, and I want you wholeheartedly. And I was like, God, if you take all this stuff away from me, I promise I'll commit to you. And he took it away from me, and it was a process. I no longer desired to smoke weed. You know, I no longer desired to drink, I'll say, liquor. I still drank wine sometimes when I was going through my little skips. But I didn't drink it all the time. And I got to the point eventually where I didn't even want any alcohol. I remember riding to work one day, and I was listening to my gospel music every morning. You know, I had just wholeheartedly committed my life to God. I threw away my cell phone so I would not contact some of the people I used to hang out with. I seriously isolated myself from everybody. I threw away my cell phone and got a new one. The only number I had in that phone was my mother's, my grandmother's, my aunt, people I knew by heart, like family members, because I dialed most people by name. I literally changed my whole life around. I stopped talking to people that I used to talk to, I didn't talk to anymore. I went like 3 months sober, and then the weed guy came by my house, and I was like, this is nothing but a temptation. I was like, no, I don't want anything, because he hadn't heard from me in 3 months, so he thought it was weird. But you have to commit yourself, and you have to be willing to do it. I had made up my mind then that I was giving it up, even though temptation still came my way. I resisted them, and every time I resisted them, God rewarded me for it. So that motivated me to want to keep going. But like I was driving to work in my car, and I was still smoking Black and Miles at the time. I was listening to Donald Lawrence, There's a King in You, and the words he was speaking in that song just spoke right to me. right in my car driving to work, I started worshiping the Lord, and I was like, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to throw this black amount out the window, and I don't want to pull over and buy another one. I don't want to get off work and buy another one. I want you to take the taste out of my mouth right now in the name of Jesus. And it's like something, I mean, I blew it out of the window, and I felt that demonic spirit that was still trying to cling on to me, I literally felt it leave that window. And when I tell you, when I felt it leave, I had to pull over because I just started wailing. I started weeping and crying and thanking God because I felt finally free from everything. I felt it gone. And I did not pick up a black amount since. And that was 4 years ago, 4 years ago when that happened. Well, 5 years. It was 2011. So it was 5 years ago when that happened. And I thanked God for that because that was the only thing I was still holding on to. So when I said I wanted to totally commit myself to God, it was a process. But I stuck through the process. I occupied my time. I went to every church service. I looked in the paper to find church services to go to so that I wouldn't sit at home and get tempted to go out because I was bored. I wanted it that bad to where I tried my best to do everything the right way, and God rewarded me for it every time I passed the test. So that's why I said when I owe him, I owe him because he has never failed me, never. Even though I fail him sometimes, God has never failed me.
You know, what you just said, it made it, excuse me, I'm sorry, I just actually had a flashback conversation of something that God told me. I had to pray on it. Because it's just so crazy because what you said, because what you just said just lined up to a conversation that me and God had back in October. Yeah, I got to pray about that. But thank you for sharing that, because I do believe a lot of times when we're praying to God about things, and you know, we want God to talk to us, we want God to help us to get out of certain things, and a lot of times because we put limits on God, we don't allow ourselves to listen, not realizing that God can use anybody. And it could be the smallest thing that that person had, you know, that the smallest thing that a person that the smallest thing, excuse me, that a person may say, that may be the actual answer to your prayers. But because you're not listening, because you're not paying attention to it, you don't get it, you don't receive it, and you miss out. So I'm gonna most definitely just say thank you for sharing it, because like I said, it brought back a conversation between what that God said to me. So that's something that I got to pray about. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So I do want to share a story with you guys. And even though this story that I'm sharing with you guys, it has something to do with the topic of being fearless, but it has something to do with pretty much this part is going to be as far as it is encouraging you to, excuse me, to chase your dreams. And the story is about Ruby Bridges, and she was a civil rights activist. And this is what I'm going to read to you guys. So, only at the age of six, Ruby Bridges was the first African-American child to attend an all-white public elementary school in the American South. She had to be escorted to class by her mother and U.S. Marshals due to a violent mob. Bridges' bravery paved the way for continued civil rights action. When she arrived, large crowds threw objects and yelling. There was barricades set up, and policemen were everywhere. She attended the school a year alone before other students started attending. Because Ruby Bridges decided to stand, she displayed to the world courage and also the right
to unity. And I wanted to share that with you guys because a lot of the times we have a dream that we want to accomplish. But like I was saying earlier, because the next person may not agree with it, or they may say, well, you're not tall enough, you're not light-skinned enough, or only males can do that, or you're not smart enough. They throw all kinds of negative things into your spirit to discourage you from actually going forth into what it is that you want to accomplish. So I just want to challenge you guys tonight. Let's be like Ruby Bridges. And she did this only at the age of 6 years old. So if you have a goal or if you have a dream, let's be like Ruby Bridges. Let's go outside of that box. Let's not worry about what the next person has to say. Let's walk into our destiny. Let's walk into our dreams. You know, I always tell myself all the time, I'm going to be a billionaire. I say it all the time. I put it in the atmosphere. So as I'm telling you guys and encouraging you guys to be like Ruby Bridges, I'm telling myself this as well. Like, let's come together. Let's love on ourselves. Build that relationship with God. And let's be fearless. Don't allow anything to stop us. But at the same time, while we're doing that, let's come together and help build each other up and encourage each other. But I just wanted to just share that little bio about Ruby Bridges because at the age of 6, she was fearless. And she, what she did because she was not afraid, she impacted the world and she helped to bring about the end of segregation. So just imagine what you do, the purpose or the destiny that God put in you. Just imagine if you actually tap into that, how you can actually make a difference in the next person's life.
Yes.
And from generations to come. Because she, I didn't write the year, I didn't collect or get the year that she was actually born or what time of the year that it actually occurred, but just think it's 2016. And what she did 50 or 60 years ago, it helped today to where now we're going to school and we're sitting in the classroom with different races. It's not just white. We may be in there with a Mexican or an Asian or, you know, it's all different races. Our classroom is very diverse now. So just imagine if you tap into your destiny or your purpose, how you can make a difference generations to come.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said yes. I enjoyed it. That was good.
Look, I had to hit you with a little kind of something like a history fact. But, you know, something to encourage you as well, because a lot of times we don't think that, and even myself, I'm guilty of it, a lot of times we don't think that, you know, what we do, it doesn't make a difference. You know, nobody's listening, nobody is paying attention, but in actuality, people are listening. People may not always say something, but people are listening. So I just had to hit you guys with a little history fact of how a six-year-old child, and then she was a female, how she helped to make a difference in history, all because she was not afraid.
That's right.
So we do have about 12 minutes left, so I would like to give you the opportunity, Ms. Italia, to actually introduce yourself and let the listeners know how they may be able to get in touch with you if they want to book you for to do some type of event, you know, your album release party or whatever it is that you feel, and also some words of encouragement that you would like to give to the listeners about being fearless.
Okay. Well, you can check me out on Facebook, Italia Potts. I have an artist page as well as my regular page. You can also visit my website, It's long title, so I just tell everybody to Google me. If you just type in my name in your Google search bar, my website will pop up in the results, along with my music, everything else that I'm doing. I'm also on YouTube. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. I have CD Baby as well for those out there who use CD Baby. You can get my music on pretty much any digital music store online, like iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. I also have hard copies of the CDs myself that I am selling for $5. I am currently available for booking. My booking manager is QuantWise, and you can book me through my website, and she will get in contact with you directly and give you all my information. My manager is my husband. His name is Omar Potts. You can also contact him through Facebook, or his phone number is 803-415-1540. That's the one I knew at. But you can hit me up on Facebook. You know, I talk to everybody. And I do currently do praise and worship at Sanctuary Life Outreach Center, along with our other praise and worship leaders. I'm just one of the leaders. So you can come there on Sundays and visit our church and check out our praise team. I don't have anything going on right now except for trying to get my album out. I do plan on releasing two more songs this year. If I'm not able to do my full album, I do plan on at least giving the people two songs, because everybody is on me about it. They want some more songs. They want some more songs. They want some more songs. So I told them, I said, I'm going to do my best. You know, it does cost, especially when you finance yourself. And I have a full family. I got four kids. So it costs money to invest in yourself. But I told everybody I'm at least give them two more new songs before this year is out. So I do plan on releasing those two. A word of encouragement to the people. I want to leave a word of encouragement through my song that you all have not heard, and it's called Fearless. I want to sing it for you all and leave that as a word of encouragement. No more holding me down. I've got to get my feet up off the ground. No more standing in my way. I've got to find the strength somehow, some way. Your word gives me everything I need. You promise that you take care of me. So why am I holding on? The old part of me that used to be afraid to have faith and not believe. But now I'm fearless, and there is no limit to what I can do. No longer defeated, 'cause I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Bless you all.
Oh, I love listening to you, Faye. Look, I'm from special.
No, I most definitely, like I say, I'm proud of you. And any way that I can be to support, I'm here 100% to support you in that. Because when I tell you, girl, you got that voice and it is anointing, and your daughter right behind you.
Hold on, meaning me.
She going to be right behind you.
I tell you, but, you love the thing.
I did write a poem for you guys before we actually end the show tonight. And so it's just a short little simple poem, nothing major. But the name of the poem is called Fearless. And it says, take a look at me and see that I am fearless. Yes, that's me. Or at least that's what I should be called. See, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of me. I'm not afraid to chase my dream, to chase my destiny.
fearless as me. Now, if I tell you my story, you won't believe the fears I've overcame. Even though I was created without a fear, I still allow fear to become part of my game. I allowed it to hinder me, break me, and slow me down, but never take total control over me. Look at me and see the fearless side of me. I'm destined for greatness. I'm destined for success. I'm destined to be fearless. Yes, that's me. And that is the end of the poem. It was just so sweet.
Yeah, I want to encourage you to, Martika. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. No matter what people say, no matter how many stomach bots come your way, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep pressing. I like how you had your name on Facebook, Martika, so determined, because you are determined. You keep speaking that thing over your life, and you keep believing it, and it will come to pass. So I just want to encourage and motivate you to keep doing what you're doing, because you are inspirational and you are inspiring to young women. So I pray and speak blessings over your radio show, and I pray and speak blessings over your life and over your children's lives.
Yes, Lord. Well, I receive that, and I thank you so very much for that, because it do get hard sometimes, and sometimes I do feel like I am alone. But at the same time, that's why I say tonight this topic hit home, because it has been a journey for me. But you will never know my story unless I tell you, because I always look around and see who can I encourage, who can I help, who can I uplift despite what I see right now. So that's why I say tonight's topic, it really, really hit home, because I am fearless despite the pain, despite the things that I faced in my life. I won't let it stop me, and I will fight. As long as I got breath in my body, I will fight to fulfill my purpose that God has for me.
Amen.
So let's close out with a word of prayer. Dear God, our Father, God, as we come to you in the need of prayer, Father God, we just say thank you. God, I pray that on tonight, Father God, that myself and Sister Talia, God, that we minister to the listeners in some form or fashion, Father God, that they will walk away with tonight's call, God, knowing that they are fearless, Father God, that when you created us, God, that you created us to be more than conquerors, Father God, that each one of us have our own individual purpose to fulfill here on this earth, God. Even though we may have things that may come up against us, Father God, but you said that no weapon formed against us should be able to prosper, Father God. So, God, I speak life right now into the listener's life, God. God, I pray for peace, love, joy, happiness, Father God, that your will be done over their life, Father God, and that they shall look fear in the eyes, Father God, and let fear know that that it has no control over its life, over their life, Father God, and that they are your child, that they belong to you, Father God, and whatever it is that you spoke over their life, Father God, that it is so, and that no weapon shall be able to prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you. And I lift your name up on high, Father God. God, I pray that you have your way, God, in our lives, Father God, that you reveal yourself to each and every one of us more and more, God, for those that may want to fight, even myself, Father God, that may want to fight whatever it is that you're trying to do in our life, God, that you give us the strength and the courage to continue to go on and to submit to your will, Father God, along this journey, that you said that your burdens are not heavy.
Yeah,
or your burdens are light, Father God. So, God, I pray that, Father God, that we surrender, that we let our flesh die, and that we allow the Holy Spirit to have control over our life, Father God, that we get into alignment, into the will that you have over our life, Father God, and not the will that we have over our life, Father God. God, I pray for destiny, for greatness over each and every one of our lives. And in Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen.
Amen.
So one more thing that I have to say, well, two, I have a quote in the scripture. The scripture is Psalms 27:3. Though a host shall encamp against me,
My heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me. And the quote is, you were put on this earth to achieve your greatest self, to live out your purpose, and to do it courageously. I love you guys. Thank you, Miss Italia, for being a part of Miracles Do Happen radio show. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to tonight's show. Tune in next Monday with guest host Mr. Dark Eye on the topic of new soul. I love you guys. God bless. And I hope you guys have a wonderful and joyful night. Ciao.